Hey there, buddy. Yeah, so word on the street is that you're a bit of a porn addict. Somebody told me, and to be quite honest, we've got to remedy that. Yeah, I've got just the cure for you, dude. We're gonna get you back to living a happy, healthy life, and we're gonna do that by having you watch furry anthropomorphic porn, right? Because really think about it, watching pornography of like actual people fucking actual adults, going at it, it's so inappropriate when you really think about it. Like, these people, they're engaged in the act of pleasure. They're engaged in sexual intercourse, or they're just taking a photo of themselves, when they think they look good or when they're feeling themselves. And if they really knew that you were just sitting in a dark room and just touching yourself and pleasuring yourself to their image, like, I'm pretty sure they would be pretty fucking disgusted. I'm pretty sure they'd just be like, ugh, that's nasty. I don't do that. All these porn stars, even though they show off their bodies, even though they make money from it, if they knew that you were jerking off to them, they would quit on the spot. And so to remedy that, you're gonna look at furry porn. Yeah, furry porn is the only option for you because you're just a creepy fucking masturbator. Yeah, you're just a total fucking greasy fucking internet fucking porn addict. And furry porn is, it's just different than real flesh on flesh porn, It's because it's all just cartoons. It's just drawings, just two-dimensional images on the screen. Those furries, they don't really exist. They're just the captured sexual imagination of some sick freak out there. Someone like you. All these furry artists, they make a lot of money off of people like you, and it's important that you support artists. You masturbating for hours upon hours upon hours, days upon days to furry porn is helping the art industry. It's helping all these starving artists. Yeah, furry porn just makes you a better person. It makes you a better masturbator when you really think about it that way, right? Because all these artists, they're just trying to make a living, trying to just show you what you really want. And that's pure sexual gratification, having all of your deepest, darkest fantasies played out by a funny little cartoon character. Yeah. And all these sexual acts could easily be done by a human being, but it's not as fun, it's not as detailed, it's not as colorful. Furry porn gives you all of that. You get to watch all these silly little characters just doing all these adult things. Because, you grew up watching cartoons, right? You grew up watching all these silly little characters doing hijinks that you would like to get into. And now, that hasn't changed. You're an adult now, so you have to watch adult cartoons. You have to watch all of these sexual acts being performed by your favorite cartoon characters. Just like how all those cartoons you watched growing up, they're there to educate you, teach you about the basic facts of life. Furry porn is no different. It's teaching you about sex, it's teaching you on what kinks you have and what kinks you don't have. And real porn, well, real porn is just different. It's reality seeping into fantasy. Real porn is just too intense for your dumb little brain. Like, admit it, you can't handle it. And that's why you're addicted to real pornography. Because your brain just sees that and just thinks you can do that too. And it makes you want to do that too, while also preventing you from doing that too. But furry porn doesn't prevent you from doing anything. Furry porn is purely entertainment. There's no way that you could jump through the screen and become a fursona and fuck all the time. If you were in furry world, you would be fucking all the time, but you're not in furry world. You're in this reality watching furries live their own lives, live their lives in their own little special furry world. But if you really are addicted to watching real internet pornography, then I would highly recommend that you create a fursona. a self-insert character who is also a furry, who can go into this world for you mentally, or you can even commission someone to draw your fursona, engaged in sexual acts. That way, we can really cure you from this sex addiction, of this porn addiction, because, you know, if your fursona is having sex for you, you won't have to. You can just stay at home, masturbating to more and more furry porn, sometimes with your character involved, sometimes not. Yeah. You can just let furry porn just take the brunt of your porn addiction. Take it away from you. Remove it from you entirely. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like knowing that you're not addicted to porn as you watch all of these furries, all of these silly little cartoon characters, just playing around, just having a good time, teaching you about various kinks? Because furry porn is teaching you. It's educating you. It's letting you know who you are separate from porn. It's an escape from your porn addiction. You can watch all the furry porn that you want, and you won't be considered a porn addict. No, you're just a cartoon lover. You're a little enthusiast, you know? You don't have to worry about being a greasy little porn addict, because you can just be a greasy little furry instead. Yeah, just addicted to looking at furries all the time, on your phone, in your art. Hell, you can even get your own furry body pillow. You know, just really just take on a new hobby. That's the best way to get rid of a porn addiction, is to find a new hobby, find something new to be obsessed about. And for you, that's furry porn. Just look at furry porn right now. You're probably already watching furry porn. See, you've already come so far, far away from your porn addiction. And now you're just a furry enthusiast. You know, it's not some weird sex thing, but if you feel the need to show your art appreciation through masturbation, that's completely fine. It's completely normal. A lot of furries do that. And that's just because they appreciate the artwork. They want the artist to know that they really like that cartoon drawing. They're just a stupid little furry just getting turned on by something completely non-sexual, even if it is depicting a sex act. You know, if you ask any furry in a fursuit if it's some weird sex thing, a lot of them will say no. And you can just be one of those. You can just say, no, I just really like the artwork, as you touch yourself, looking at all these silly furries, all these sexy furries. And just convince yourself that you're already cured of your porn addiction. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with living in that fantasy. Because furry art is just that. It's fantasy. You can pretend to exist in a world where you're no longer addicted to porn. And so as you stare at all these silly furries, I want to make sure that you're having a good time. Make sure you're laughing. Make sure you're smiling. Make sure that you are completely focused on these furries, just like you used to when you watch cartoons. You know, nothing's changed. You haven't evolved. You haven't changed at all. You're just an average cartoon enthusiast. Yeah, I want you to touch yourself while you look at furry porn and know that you're just enjoying the cartoon the way that it's meant to. Just a grown adult, enjoying adult things. It's no different than going from drinking grape juice into drinking wine. Watching furry porn and erotic cartoons, it's just something that adults get to do. And maybe somewhere, years, decades down the line, once you're ready to make the transition over from cartoon porn to real porn, then you won't have such a deep difficulty of dealing with a massive porn addiction. Or maybe you'll never be ready, never truly be grown up enough to handle real adult porn. And that's okay, because furry porn will always be there for you. Furry porn will always be there to give you an escape.